Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt das alles, Peri Gimel, Mischner Yud Ches, Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma said, Kenan, what are Kenan? Literally, a Kan is a nest, like Shiluach HaKan. In the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kenan is used to describe bird karbonis. There's a Masechta called Masechtas Kenan. It's probably the hardest Masechta in Mishnais. It's, let's say, where you have a carbon that you have to bring, that gets mixed up, with a carbon that a person donated. So what do? I don't know which carbon this is. Or bird oilois that get mixed up with bird chatois. They're processed differently. The blood of a bird oila is on the top part of the mizbech, towards the top. Chatas at the bottom. What do I do if it's mixed up? I don't know which is which. Upischei nida, these are the halachas of a woman that has to figure out when she's going to become tamei. These are complicated halachas. It requires very intense learning and understanding. Hein gufei halachas. That's the ikar Torah shebal peh that we're makabel schar on. And then there are tekufais, the inyan of the halacha mezalos, the way the stars work. Ugematriais, people have all kinds of beautiful Torahs with gematrias. The cheshbon of letters. It's all very nice. But these are called parperois lechachma. It's like dessert that you eat at the end of the Suda. You know, when you sit by a Suda and the hostess brings out a shmack of ice cream, everyone goes, ooh, and ah. The ice cream is what makes you look good. The one who serves it, the one who eats it. On the table, it looks good. But really, you have to differentiate between the main dish and the ice cream. Both are good. But the main work, the main meal, is still the main dish. The Marsham, he was one of the great Paiskim in Klal Yisrael, and he was a little boy. I forgot who it was, but one of the Gedolim of the time came through the town. And he saw the little boy learning, and he said, you know, I want to ask you a riddle. And he asked him a very complicated riddle, something in the Chumash. He asked him, he asked the other boys, and everybody was trying to figure out the riddle. Later, when this Gadol came back, he said, okay, what do you say, what do you say? And he asked the little boy who would later be the Marsham, what do you say? He said, Rebbe, please don't be upset with me. I spent some time trying to figure out the riddle. It was a lot of fun and very challenging. And geschmack. But really, I sat down here to learn. I want to understand the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos. And I thought that I saw how much time it would take. Hashem would much rather me just try to understand the Gemara and try to be the winner of the one who answered the riddle. And this great Gadol gave him a pat on the shoulders and said, Muftachli, I'm absolutely certain one day he's going to be a great Moira HaRabi Yisrael.